Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast, and happy Thursday morning. I've got my coffee and my Bible open to John chapter 8, and I'm excited to chat for a little bit, and then I'm excited to hang out for the rest of the day with Jesus. And just walk and talk with Jesus and be with Jesus. And, you know, I was thinking about something this morning as I was reading this text, and that is that some mornings and some days, some afternoons, some evenings, I feel especially close to Jesus, like he's right here, like he's a friend that's right here. And some days I feel him far away. Now, he's not far away ever, but sometimes that's the feeling. And so I don't want to miscommunicate in this podcast as we talk about what we're talking about every day, that it's always like, oh my gosh, I just feel Jesus right here. I just feel him right here all the time. It doesn't really work that way. Not in relationship. I mean, it will work that way. Someday our feelings will line up with what is reality. But some days we feel close and some days we feel far from God. But the reality is the invitation is to walk and talk with Jesus every single moment of every single day, knowing that he will never leave us and never forsake us. And by the way, that's why at the end of this time in the morning where we talk and pray and meditate and journal, we don't say amen. Because we're going to continue the relationship, the conversation with Jesus throughout the day. So rather, when we fall off to sleep tonight, let's go ahead and maybe it's the last thing that we say, amen. You know, so be it, because we've spent the entire day with Jesus. So good morning. And the title of the podcast this morning is Sin and Stones. And we're going to be in John chapter 8. I have a question that I don't like that you probably won't like either. And it is simply this. Let's just say that this next week, there was a video camera on you all the time. And everybody would get to watch that video camera at the end of the week, that footage. Do you think that you would be caught in the act of anything that you would be ashamed of that you wouldn't want people to watch? Do you think that you'd be caught maybe talking about someone or judging someone or throwing stones at someone if that video camera was on you for this entire next week? Now, let's just make this game a little bit worse. What if I told you that the last week or the last 6 weeks, there was actually a video camera collecting footage from every moment when you're alone, when you're with people? Do you think there would be anything on that footage that would have you caught in the act of something that you would be ashamed of or caught you talking or judging or throwing stones at someone else? Now, I know, I didn't like that game either, but it gets us into the space that I think the Spirit of God wants to bring us into as we look at this story. And so we're beginning in John 8, you know, verse 1, and some of your Bibles, probably all of your Bibles, will have this story in a different typesetting, in italics, and the paragraph above it will read something like this: the earliest manuscripts and many other ancient witnesses do not have this passage of scripture. Now, don't let that worry you. This was considered to be scripture very, very early on in the process of canonization, right? The process of the church deciding by the Holy Spirit what books would be included in what we know as scripture. But in case any of you are a bit worried by that paragraph, I would just say, don't be worried. So here we go. Chapter 8, verse 1. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, that's Jesus, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down and he taught them, which is what Jesus always did. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in the act of adultery. They made her stand before the group, and they said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commands us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down, and he started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up, and he said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Now go and leave your life of sin." I probably say this too much, but what a passage, what a story. You know, what a moment. And as I've said a number of times, I know when we're looking at the Gospels, we need to do the mirror and the window thing, right? The mirror first is we get to hold this story up to our face, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we get to see what we've been caught in the act of. You know, we get to see how we are the woman. We get to see how we have stones in our hands, right? How we are this angry mob. But as we keep going at the story, as we keep going at Jesus, the story then becomes a window through whom we get to see the unbelievable, incredible, forgiving, affirming, you know, setting free Jesus of Nazareth. So first of all, this story is just an irresistible story about Jesus, his calm, his fierce strength, his words. This is just such a moment. Because notice the Pharisees are in insecurity, exposing this woman's guilt. You know, they bring her before the entire mob. They don't have to do that. But in their insecurity, they're exposing her guilt, and she literally was caught in the act of adultery. I mean, this is a highly charged social, religious, you know, situation, and many rabbis would have backed down at this point. But Jesus doesn't back down at all. He bends down, and he writes in the sand, and some have said, well, what's Jesus doing? What's he writing in the sand? Why is he writing in the sand? You know, is he stalling? And, you know, I don't think that's the case. Is he writing down the sins of all of the people, you know, and that's why the older ones are leaving first and the young? I don't think so. I just think that it's showing that Jesus is calm. He's at peace. He's in the moment. He's not put off. He's not scared. He's calm in the midst of this situation. And he gives maybe the greatest line in the history of the world, in the history of literature. "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." In other words, if you've had a video camera on you the last week or the last, you know, 6 weeks, is there anything you'd be ashamed of? "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And they leave. Of course they do. Because there's no one there except for Jesus without sin. And then he makes it all about her. He's present to her. He makes everything just about her, and Jesus is so good at this. And again, you know, let's do the mirror thing, right? We are this woman. We have so many things that we're ashamed of, so many things that we've been caught in the act of, so many things that we can't shake, so many things that we need forgiveness for and that we are forgiven for. So we can relate to this woman, but also we can relate to this mob, this Pharisaical, insecure mob. And what we do in our insecurity and in our guilt is we find other people caught in the act of this or that or whatever, and we talk about them, and we put them on display, and we pick up stones in our hands, and we verbally or behind their back, we talk about them, we throw stones, and that makes us feel a little bit better about the things that we're ashamed of. You know, we judge, we talk, we think bad about people that we are very close with and other people as well. And again, if a video camera was on you and me the last week, the last 6 weeks, how many things would we be caught in the act of? How many times would we be found with a stone in our hands, you know, throwing it or ready to throw it regularly? I'm just being honest. And I'm sure if you were honest, that would be the case for you as well. And so this story, especially as it comes to maybe another crescendo at the end. Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. I don't condemn you. Jesus is offering forgiveness, not condemnation. And we get to receive that. So just right now, by the power of the Spirit, receive God's forgiveness. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Whatever that video camera would have picked up the last week, the last year, the last 20 years, receive that word of forgiveness, that no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And then the commission to go and leave your life of sin, to go and live a life that is truly life. It's this invitation to leave sin and stone throwing behind us, to be free from the things that so easily entangle us and the judgment that dehumanizes us and others as we operate in it. I don't condemn you. And I think that we need to hear the word of no condemnation in order to accept the word of leaving our life of sin or walking into freedom. The two are connected. And that's what God offers, not only forgiveness, but commission. Not only a eliminating of sin, but a commissioning us into a life of freedom, a life where we're not controlled by the things that so easily entangle us, and we're not controlled by looking at the things in other people's lives that so easily entangle them. And this is quite literally one of the best stories in the New Testament. So let's ponder it. Let's think about it. Let's pray about it. Let's just enjoy Jesus today and the freedom that he's offered us as we walk and as we talk with him, and we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.